The Saints practice outside today as preparations continue for Saturday's divisional round game against the Seattle Seahawks. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly. That's John DeShazer, and this is the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Wednesday for you and me, John. Thursday, though, for the New Orleans Saints.
Exactly. They got into the preparations, probably a little third down work, and certainly those were downs they were not successful against the Seahawks in December. Seattle went 7 for 14 on third down on that Monday night game, 6 for 8 in that critical first half when they really took control of the game. So those are areas that the Saints want to shore up a little bit.
We're coming to you, of course, from the somewhat warm, friendly confines of the Saints' indoor practice facility, but the black and gold practiced outside today. While the sun was shining, JD, cold and windy here in New Orleans, perfect weather to prepare for perhaps what they'll see in Seattle, aside from the rain.
Well, if you could have mixed in some rain, it would have been perfect for the Saints, and that's the only thing they were missing, because it's going to be a little bit chilly in Seattle, probably about mid-40s, maybe low 40s, windy a little bit, and a 100% chance of rain according to the forecast. So, you know, the only thing that they're missing here is the rain.
Coach Payton talked to the media after practice, as usual today. Talked about how the weather on Saturday certainly can affect not only this game, but really any football game.
You know, how long can you make the quarter last when you're with the wind? How quick can you make the quarter go by when you're against it? Paying attention to the clock with regards to your last punt or their last punt. You know, it's all field position related. Those are just a few of the things. But if it gets north of 15 miles an hour, then it impacts what's going on in two quarters. Your return game, your special teams are significant. You know, there's two quarters with the kickers that both teams have where there's a good chance of touchback, not necessarily a guarantee. And then the other two quarters, your coverage units, you know, get stressed more because the ball's not going as deep. Same thing in the punt.
Another thing we saw at practice today was the return of the 12th man, something that we regularly see now at Saints practices. First time for me to actually listen to it. It's a large black box full of speakers that simulates, well, noise, lots of noise, crowd noise. And that's a part of the Saints preparations, not only with the weather and being outside, but what they will try and get ready for in Seattle on Saturday. Another good thing to see at practice today was Keenan Lewis bouncing around the practice field. Yesterday we learned that Lewis is ready to go after being taken out of the ballgame last week in Philly. Lewis is a part of a secondary that's seen its fair share of losses, and I mean personnel losses so far. When you look back over the entire campaign, JD, that's a part of the football team that certainly had its licks.
Yeah, you harken back to the season opener, and Keenan Lewis really is the only member of that starting unit who started every game this season. And even he had his dings, but he was able to start every game this season. Otherwise, you've had Jabari Greer, who's out for the season with a knee injury. You had Kenny Vaccaro go out with a broken ankle. And you also had Patrick Robinson go out with a torn ACL. Those were three critical members of the secondary who were supposed to contribute a lot this season. None of those guys available right now. Now you're making do with Corey White and Raphael Bush and hoping to get the same production out of those guys.
And with that unit's success, you almost scratch your head a little bit. Coach Payton today, looking back on it all, had this to say after practice.
You know, fortunately, we have some depth there. We've got some experience in some young players. You know, losing a player like Kenny and the corners that we've lost with Jabari, Patrick, you know, those are obviously things that you'd rather not have happen, but I think the amount of time on task that some of these guys have had that are veterans and then some of the younger guys that have come in, you know, and been able to play. You take a guy like Corey who's starting the season maybe in a role that would be nickel and, you know, here for the last however many weeks has been now starting outside. So I don't think it's unusual for teams. You just hope that it's always kept at a minimum.
So, John, as you mentioned, third down is a big part of the Thursday practice here on this Wednesday. We're ready to talk a little bit more about Russell Wilson for the second time this season. The Saints are preparing for him. They prepared for Cam Newton twice already this season as well. And Coach Payton was asked about some comparisons. Are there any comparisons between Russell Wilson and Cam Newton?
Well, certainly Russell Wilson gave him a lot of trouble that first game. 22 of 30 passing, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns, and more than that, you know, 8 scrambles for 47 yards, but he was able to get outside the pocket and create some things. Now, the Saints defense said that, you know, playing against Russell Wilson prepared them to play Cam Newton, but Russell Wilson had more success against them as a scrambling quarterback and as a mobile quarterback than anyone else did this season.
Coach Payton was quick to point out at the start of that conversation that there's just flat-out talent, no matter who you're talking about on either side of that equation.
The similarities are they're outstanding quarterbacks, you know, and yet the offenses are a little different. The challenge of defending someone who's won as many games as he has, you know, statistically in his first 2 years of playing quarterback, he's won more football games than anyone in this era since the Super Bowl began. So he's doing a lot of things well. He's a great decision maker. He's a great leader. He's accurate, and then he can escape and extend plays and hurt you from both the pocket and outside the pocket. So they present a lot of challenges.
Lastly, don't forget today's injury report will be first on NewOrleansSaints.com. Check that out there today. I don't think we anticipate too many major changes than what we've seen so far.
Yeah, the only significant thing that we saw from last week was that Pierre Thomas did not practice with that chest injury. The starting running back, he was replaced by Mark Ingram in the starting lineup. We don't know exactly what his status is this week, but we will find out on the injury report.
All right, set me up for tomorrow, JD. It will be an interesting Thursday now for the New Orleans Saints.
Well, we'll have an early practice, the Saints, and then we'll get out of town. We're going to fly to Seattle beginning at 5 p.m. here local time. Hopefully arrive there about 9 p.m. Western time. So, you know, it's going to be a long day for the Saints. They're going to work out, and then we're going to travel.
All right, keep this in mind. One number to throw your way before we get out of here today. Since 2005, the number six seed against the number one seed in the NFL playoffs is 6-2. How about that? The Saints are number six, Seattle number one on the NFC side. We'll leave you with that note here today from the Saints practice facilities. John mentioned practice tomorrow, then travel, but your day starts with JD as he has a morning report from you from 5800 Airline Drive, all a part of our continuing coverage here on NewOrleansSaints.com. For John Ashazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. This has been the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap.